You may have seen dancer Misty Copeland on TV, on stage, or even on tour with Prince. But she's a classically trained ballet dancer. She's starred in Swan Lake and many other works. In 2015, Copeland became the first Black female principal dancer at ABT, the American Ballet Theatre. Misty Copeland has also written several books. Her latest, Black Ballerinas, My Journey to Our Legacy, is a nonfiction book for kids. In it, Copeland tells the stories of the women who came before her, who often faced discrimination and exclusion by the white-dominated ballet world of the early 20th century. Many of those ballerinas found a home at the Dance Theater of Harlem. The company was founded in 1969 by Arthur Mitchell and Carl Shook and performed around the country and the world. Four former Dance Theater of Harlem ballerinas appeared with Misty Copeland at an event held at our home station WBUR in early December. We'll hear from them in a moment, but first, Misty Copeland tells moderator Cristela Guerra about what working on Black ballerinas meant to her.
This is what I feel my purpose is, to be able to tell the stories of so many Black dancers who got me here and whose stories aren't told. I feel it's my responsibility with the reach I have and the platform that I have.
I want to reference what you say on the first page of this book. You say, "This is for anyone who has searched to find his or her own reflection." Would you unpack that for me?
Yeah. I feel like that's something that has kind of deterred a lot of young people from being a part of it, or for parents wanting to put people in this art form, when you don't often see reflection or you don't know the history that you are a part of it. And I've struggled with that once I became a professional, being the only Black woman at ABT for the first decade of my career. How do I fit in?
That sentiment struck a chord for Carlia Shelton Benjamin, former ballerina at the Dance Theater of Harlem.
I know how you feel. I came from the Colorado Concert Ballet. It's now the Colorado Ballet. Mm-hmm. I was the only Black ballerina for pretty much the whole time. There were people that came and went, but it wasn't until I saw Lydia on the cover of Dance Magazine that I even knew there were Black ballerinas out there, let alone a Black ballet company. So there's a big group of us that support you and people that support us. Mm-hmm. So we just keep building that pyramid.
It's so incredibly important, and I feel like it's also important for us to all share our individual stories, because
Absolutely.
We are all individuals, and Black people are not a monolith. We don't all have the same experiences. And I'm just curious, what drew you to ballet? Especially in that time.
Lydia Abarca Mitchell, the first Black woman to appear on the cover of Dance Magazine, shared her introduction to ballet.
In fourth grade, the nun, my teacher, choreographed Waltz of the Flowers to Nutcracker Suite, which I had never heard of, but I loved the music. I don't know what I did on stage, but she told my mother, "You have got to get this girl formal training." Well, Juilliard, this is before Lincoln Center, used to be on 123rd and Broadway, and I lived in the projects on 125th, and I auditioned, and I don't know what I did, but they played the piano, and I was like, "Oh," and I did a solo. Well, got a full scholarship, but I'll be honest, I thought I was taking dance classes. Mm-hmm. I had to go hold a wooden pole on the wall, put my knees like this, and bend, and okay, when are we going to dance? Mm-hmm. 4 years of that, and then I got a full scholarship at Harkness House of Ballet Arts. That was every day after high school. But after 2 years, this isn't going nowhere. Why am I doing this, you know? Mm-hmm. And I quit. And then that summer that I graduated from high school, I had a sister that was taking violin at the Harlem School of the Arts. She said, "Lydia, there's a Black man teaching ballet there." I said, "Well, maybe he'll make ballet
interesting."
I've never had a Black teacher before. It was Arthur Mitchell.
Dancer Sheila Rohan came to ballet after a childhood illness.
When I was little, I was a victim of the polio epidemic. After that, the doctor said, "Well, you need exercise." So I was enrolled in one of the local dance schools, you know, a little storefront school, ballet, tap, Saturdays, you know, like that. Mm-hmm. And I studied there for a while. I loved ballet as soon as I started taking it. Now, I never thought I was going to be a ballerina, because I knew.
Yeah.
But I did want to dance. So my sister, Nanette, who was really my patron, because she bought me my first pair of pointe shoes and the leotards and all of that. She said, there's a man, Arthur Mitchell, who's starting a group up in Harlem. Go up there and take this audition. And I didn't want to. I said, no, I'm not good enough, and I'll be embarrassed. And she said, go ahead. And I did, and I passed the audition.
Like Lydia, ballerina Gail McKinney Griffith studied dance at Juilliard.
But then it came time for me to choose my major, and I wanted a ballet major. And the administration said, well, I think you better go to modern. But she wouldn't tell me why. And I was in the highest classes. I was so disappointed. I was outside the door, and I was just like crumbling and just disappointed. My friend came up to me and she said, why are you crumbling there? And I said, well, I'm not going to be a ballet dancer. So she said, well, I heard that Arthur Mitchell uptown is starting a ballet company, and you should go. So I just packed my bag that same day and went uptown.
The former ballerinas shared their memories of Dance Theater of Harlem co-founder Arthur Mitchell, who'd been a dancer himself. In 1955, he became the first Black principal dancer at the New York City Ballet.
He was a taskmaster.
So we were his babies. He was
I was going to ask, what was he like when you were with
him? Oh, no, we want to get into it.
Right? Oh, I really want to get into it now.
He was a tornado. I mean, he just... And we were caught up in it. We had a mission. We were ambassadors. We had to dress properly. We had to act, speak. It wasn't just being on stage. It was everything. Mm-hmm. It was to, you know, disprove all the myths.
We were representing.
We were representing all the time.
One profound but simple act of representation was dancewear that matched their skin tones rather than the traditional pink.
It started from day one.
Yeah,
with
it was
skin
pretty much
shoes and tight.
The first few months, right?
That
we
they,
did
well,
away
we
with
out.
The pink.
Right.
We started dyeing our tights in tea.
To match the skin color. Mm-hmm.
More tea for the darker tones and less tea, you know, experimenting. And we did our pointe shoes with pen makeup.
Grit dye.
Dye.
Yeah.
Sprayed them.
And shoe spray. You know.
And then powder.
And then our face powder.
It was a lot of experimenting.
Right.
Because when you would go to the store, what would you find?
The color is called European pink, and that's supposed to represent the skin of every dancer.
Yeah. Which that's what we had. Pink ribbons, pink shoes, pink shoes.
Sheila, you said you didn't see yourself as a ballerina because you knew. What does that
mean? Oh, well, because I hadn't seen any Black ballerinas. Now, I knew from studying dance history that there were Black dancers who had made a name for themselves in Europe. But here, maybe we had Judith Jameson. Maybe she's about the... And that's not ballet.
Right.
So
I think that's also important to clarify, because I think, especially in America, people say, well, there's the Alvin Ailey. And you can go see Black dancers, and there's such a difference in what we do in being classically trained and how that has been so exclusive.
The racism within the ballet arts was to the point of, well, their behinds are too big or their thighs are too thick and they don't have good arches on their feet.
All Black people's feet are flat.
Yes, and they're too busty. You know, and we used to hear all these things. Yeah, not now. It's getting a little better.
After hearing other dancers' stories, Misty Copeland reflected on her debt to them.
You've all contributed to getting me to where I am. I wouldn't be a principal dancer with ABT without all of your efforts.
But you should also know how proud we are of you.
Yeah. Yes.
Not just us.
We are.
The whole dance community. Just to see, you know, in American Ballet Theater and Swan Lake and Firebird. And yes.
And we're always here for you. We're always
so much.
Dancer and author Misty Copeland and former Dance Theater of Harlem ballerinas Gail McKinney Griffith, Sheila Rohan, Lydia Abarca Mitchell, and Carlia Shelton Benjamin, along with WBUR arts and culture reporter Christella Guerra. To see a video of the entire event, go to hereandnow.org.